So in 2009, there was some talk about in the Russian professor's analysis about a civil war in late fall. And just to be clear, you don't see anything like that happening next year.
It's actually this year, and yes.
Well, right.
And it's going to be before fall, unfortunately. It'll actually begin in mid-May at some level.
A civil war in the United States.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be the you know, mon frere to the barricades kind of thing.
Okay.
It's going to be a softer thing. What will happen, I think of it almost like a Malto meal of revolutions, because some places the experience will be very dramatic because of the high number of squatters and unemployed people and so forth. For example, I would not want to be a fireman in Detroit come May of this year because of the incredibly high unemployment that's coming along. We see unemployment exceeding the 1930s levels, and those levels were up 25% of the population. We could actually see it going higher than even that. Some of the places where the experience would be less severe would be places like the Midwest. But over the course of the year, the really revolutionary part is what happens when, because of the economic implosion, the government, the nanny state that Mugrice and Davidson write about, what happens when the nanny state begins to fail, simply because we won't have the kind of tax revenues coming in. So government, which has not yet had to tighten its belt, will have to tighten its belt, because there simply won't be not only money there, but beginning in the April-May period, there will be a slow-speed global renunciation of the U.S. dollar. And if we can't get money, then what that sets up, Ian, is government workers walking off their jobs by late summer. And the reason for that is very simple. People don't generally go to work unless they're getting something of value. And mm-hmm. So over the course of the summer, as the crashcade continues around the planet, we could see disruptions of Social Security payments, of military retirements. Just as Detroit has been too big to fail, we could see something of a flip of that, where large government is too big to keep.
And any particular prediction on how that will be handled by the incoming Obama administration?
What they're doing at the moment is they're talking about the massive national service kind of programs.
Mm-hmm.
It's my view that what kept the U.S. from sliding into an economic depression in the wake of the internet bubble collapse in 2000 was the new war in Iraq, which really was, when you think about it, it's been a jobs program. It's pulled literally millions of people into that new security industry that popped up after 9/11. So, in an economic sense, 9/11 was what saved the country from being in a depression already. And what Obama's going to have to do is come up with a Works Progress administration, something that will generate the kind of activity on an economic front. Because let's face it, consumers are at saturation, and as a group, we've consumed ourselves into a corner. There's nothing new in the way of a big ticket, gotta have it item, like the rollout of television, the rollout of the automobile, which, by the way, was the cause of the first depression, because before the first depression took place, before the technology shift, horses used up something, 7-8 million acres of land in the country. And so as you get these technology displacements, you get tremendous spurts of growth. So while later in the year, very late in the year, we're expecting to see some fundamental breakthroughs in technology, the new electrics will start to emerge. That won't go mainstream until 2, 3, 4 years out. Okay. And in the process, we have the summer of hell to get through.
As you look through that summer of hell, then you're seeing, you know, like cities like Detroit on fire from unemployment, and you're seeing some sort of civil war. Could you be more specific about what that civil war is, and does it lead to the breakup into these sort of reverse colonial states that that this Russian professor was predicting?
It could. It'll be a very soft revolution, though. And I don't mean to pick on Detroit. I mean, any place that has a lot of vacant homes, we could have the same kind of thing happen in Southern California. The experience of this will vary dramatically. People in the Midwest may find that they have lots of corn but no fresh vegetables. People in California will have fresh vegetables, but because of failing infrastructure and governance, they may not have power and water from the Northwest. People in the Northwest, in turn, may not have grain or vegetables, but they'll have lights. And so it'll be that kind of a thing where it'll be the third worldization of the U.S. at some level.
Okay. And when do you think that will be self-evident, this third worldification, as you refer to it?
Yeah, the third worldification part, midsummer. July, August is a pretty good spot for it. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that'll be interesting. For example, come March, we expect to see a major NASA whistleblower, may even be on your show, could be female. A couple of maritime disappearances involving, one involving royalty and some Hollywood types. And then the sense of time creep as events seem to be running faster than people.
What will this NASA, we got 30 seconds, what would that NASA whistleblower be blowing the whistle on?
The contact beam stuff, the secrets revealed from inside the space program.